do? I replied, not quite meeting their eyes. You're telling me he turned down a willing, hot girl for your study date? Mia smiled so wide, she looked like a cat who ate the canary. Drop it, please. You know I don't do hockey players. She laughed and cheered with her coffee mug. I headed back to my room, listening to her shout, You're in so much trouble, girl. I collapsed on my bed. Was I attracted to Jax? Sure. The problem was I knew firsthand what happened when a player goes pro. After my mom died, my dad showed up, making promises about how I was the most important person to him, and we were going to be a team from that point on. I thought he was my knight in shining armor, and we were going to live this happy life together. I was so wrong. The first few weeks were perfect. I moved into his enormous house, which reminded me of a castle. We played cards, stayed up late eating ice cream, and watched scary movies. I didn't realize he had time because of the off-season. And as fall got closer, he started to pull away. His "you mean the world to me" promises didn't last. He found me a modern-day version of a governess, packed his bags, and took off, telling me he loved me and would see me soon. I'd only seen him a few dozen times since. I was too young to understand he was a selfish prick who went back to his career over me. Since then, I'd seen countless of his players do the same thing. I swear, at the rate they get divorced, it was a competition. Don't even get me started on the cheating. The takeaway was, under no circumstances was it a good idea to get involved with hockey players. They were literally heartbreak walking. When I got to class, Jax slammed into the seat beside me, rocking the entire table and nearly spilling my coffee everywhere. I snatched the cup just in time and glared at him. He missed it completely. His baseball cap pulled so low it covered his eyes. He was completely rigid in his seat. A deep scowl formed on his lips, and a muscle worked in his jaw. Well, good morning to you too. My voice came out with more emotion than I wanted, but he didn't notice. He gruffed out, Morning. I tilted my head to get a better look at him, watching as he turned away. I couldn't help the pang of annoyance ripping through me. That was it? No sign we knew each other at all? Jax continued to be in full-blown thundercloud mode during class. He barely said two words to me, and he'd been staring a hole into the teacher's head since he got here. My initial thought was Jax was a complete dick. But as I watched him, I could see his jaw clenched and his hands were fisted, making white creases in his knuckles. He held himself so tensely that I was worried he would crack a rib. He looked miserable. No, miserable was the wrong word. He looked stressed. Leaning over a bit, I tried to make eye contact. You okay? His flat gray eyes met mine. He must have thought it had been long enough for me to get his don't talk to me hint, because he faced forward again. So, I didn't know they let five-year-olds into college, I said, looking directly at him, refusing to shift my gaze. He went rigid, then took a deep breath in and deep breath out. Slowly, I could see a crack in his wall, and his lips tipped up on the side. Victory. I inwardly fist-pumped. A feeling of euphoria filled me, knowing that I had put it there. Six, actually. I'm sad you can't tell I've matured. A hint of amusement was audible in his words. I couldn't help the pride I felt knowing that I did that. I lightened some of the anxiety plaguing him this morning. You played rough last night. I heard you were good at that sort of thing. Oh my God, please tell me I didn't just say that. I meant his practice. I could feel the heat climb up my neck, covering my cheeks. He chuckled, and his dark gaze skimmed across me, pausing on my mouth, taking his time before meeting my eyes. He was clearly thinking about what I'd just said and everything I'd implied. His tongue darted out, and he licked his lips. I was struck again by how intense it was to have all of his attention on me. There was something irresistible about him, and it wasn't only the attraction. Something like that. The air whooshed out of me, all at once as his deep rumble rolled over me. I wanted to know exactly what "like that" meant. Shaking my head, it was my turn to stare straight ahead. This conversation had gotten me nowhere good. For all of my "hockey players are the worst" pep talks, it sure didn't take him long to break through my resolve. He turned his head forward and went back to his grumpy demeanor, his pen rattling against the table as he flipped it from side to side. All the tension returned to his body like he wasn't smiling seconds ago. By the time the class was over, I'd had enough of his attitude. I was going to snap him out of his mood, and I knew exactly how to do it. I grabbed my stuff and stood too quickly, causing me to lose my balance. His hand darted out and caught my wrist, stabilizing me. "Careful," he said, fingers still wrapped around my arm. The spot where we were connected tingled under his touch. This was my opportunity to make Operation Relax Jax a go. I pushed all the hesitation to the back of my mind. "Come on, I've got something to show you." At the risk of looking like a complete ass, I shifted our hands and closed my fingers around his, gently tugging. I wouldn't put it past him to resist, but he surprised me by sliding from his seat, grabbing his bag. "Lead the way." Rough calluses moved against my smooth skin before he laced our fingers together, stroking his thumb over the pad of my palm. The feel of the barely there touch sent tingles through my arm. He was staring at my mouth, and I bit my bottom lip. He took a step toward me, but I stepped back, needing a little space between us to breathe. Neither of us let go of each other's hand, and I turned toward the door, dragging him behind me. I smiled, knowing I was going to fix whatever was eating at him.
9. Jax. "Come on, let's go." Sid looked back at me, piercing hazel eyes searching mine. I was more than happy to follow. She was like a lifeline, dragging me toward the surface. At this point, she could lead me off a cliff. I was that curious about what she had in mind. She looked at me with determined eyes, and the corner of her lips tilted up. She was definitely up to something. "Where are you bringing me? I'm in a shit mood, Sid." She didn't slow down. If anything, she pulled harder, laughing. "I know. You were a sour ass for the entire class. Get over yourself for a minute, and trust me." She gave my hand a firm squeeze. "Fine, but don't expect good company." Grumbling under my breath, I followed as she led me out of the building, but didn't head to the parking lot where I expected. Instead, we cut across the soccer field and headed for an 8-foot-tall chain-link fence. "I'm not sure if you looked at yourself lately," I gestured to her already short skirt, "but I'm not sure hopping fences is the right idea." I was a fucking idiot. If she wanted to climb this fence, my only response should have been, "Thank you." "Sounds like wishful thinking on your part." She lifted the corner of the green chain link closest to the pole. The end folded up like a flap that she easily climbed under. I eyed it. "Bit small for me, don't you think?" "You can always try climbing." I groaned and crouched so low my knees felt like they were in my armpits as I shuffled through. I went to stand, only to be yanked back hard. My shirt caught on one of the sharp ends, pinning me in place. I tried to detach it, but it was just out of reach. "A little help here?" Sydney was only a few feet ahead of me, hands on her hips. "I don't know. I kind of like you tied up like that." I shot her a dark look. "That can be arranged, but for now, get me loose." She didn't move, and I groaned. "Please." Since you asked so nicely, she said with a smirk. God, all the ways I could make her pay for that. My thoughts were cut off when her hand slid down my back, leaving a trail of heat. With a few quick tugs, I was released and stood to my full height, shifting to stretch myself out. Over. I definitely should have climbed over. You think you'll live? She raised a brow. I ran a finger over the hole in my shirt. Whatever you have planned, it better be worth it. Don't you trust me? She said, mischief in her voice. I let out a quick laugh. Not really. Relax. I've got you. We walked a couple of blocks in silence until the pressure was creeping back in, pushing down. A bit of fresh air wasn't doing anything for my mood. Up ahead was an old junkyard. The sign on the front read, "You ditch them, we wreck them." It looked dilapidated, even by junkyard standards. "What are we doing here, Sid?" She ignored me, giving a familiar smile to the attendant. He stared at her, eyes traveling from her feet to her head as he reluctantly buzzed us in. "You know you aren't supposed to bring a guest. That isn't part of the deal." He eyed me like he was trying to size me up. Nice try. I had at least 60 pounds on this guy. Turning back to her, he went on in his high-pitched voice. "Fred's not going to be happy about this." She put on a winning smile and her hands clasped in a pleased gesture. "You aren't going to tell him, are you?" His eyes softened as if he couldn't say no to this enchanting girl. "I feel you, man." He waved us in, and even though I had no desire to be here, I found myself just as enthralled as he was. We walked by tall piles of junk. Nothing looked salvageable. Again, I wondered how this place stayed open. It was small and nothing like the city-run operations. As we rounded a corner, she gave me a shy grin. There was a sofa in the middle of a clearing, overlooking more trash. I wouldn't call it scenic, but at least it was interesting. I can't say anyone's ever brought me to a junkyard before. She waved me over, taking out a clean blanket she had stashed in a plastic bin, and stretched it across the sofa. She pointed at the cushion. "Sit." Her tone gave no room for argument. Sitting down, I found it surprisingly comfortable. There was a little tarp overhead to protect it from the elements. She had a solid setup. "You come here a lot?" "Enough." She rolled out a cart full of glass vases, a pair of safety glasses, and a large wooden bat. "Smashing things." "Really, Sid?" She raised a brow and set a vase on a long bar. "Got something better to do?" The idea definitely held some appeal. "Nope." I swallowed hard and tracked each of her movements as Sid rolled her shirt sleeves, adjusting her skirt higher so she could separate her legs. She gave me a cocky grin, bringing her bat elbow high, and she swung through with such force it disintegrated the glass in front of her. Her laughter overtook her and filtered into me until I couldn't stop my own. I clapped while she mockingly bowed. "Your turn." At my skeptical look, she huffed out, "Trust me, it will help." "Sure it will." I would rather watch, but she looked so fucking hopeful. I stood and grabbed the safety glasses and bat while she set everything up. I swung through half-heartedly, barely playing along with her game. "You call that a swing?" Her warm hands landed on my back, positioning herself directly between my legs, and she moved my fist down the bat. I didn't need her help with my form, but I was sure as shit not going to stop her. Screw batting. This was what I needed right here. She stepped away as if she could hear my thoughts. "Swing through. Don't stop when you hit the vase." Her bossy tone had me biting my bottom lip. I usually like to be the one in charge, but her confidence was sexy as hell. She walked around the cart, pulling out an enormous vase and setting it up before taking a seat on the sofa a safe distance away. Something about her got to me, and I felt my walls lowering with the intensity of her attention. The last few days were rough. Rocky, my dickhead agent, was all over me about my image. I was still reeling after that last call. He was pissed about Sid and my little race in the halls. Said that I need to control my image better. When I refused, he laid the guilt on thick and went on and on about how it was important to build recognition for my brand and how I needed to be seen as a safe bet. Frustration built in my chest, and I followed Sid's directions, swinging through, and connected hard with the vase. All the pressure transferred from me to the shattering glass, and a smile lit up my face. "You like it?" Sid sounded unsure, and I didn't like the hint of doubt in her voice. "Yeah, Sid, I like it." She clapped her hands.
"My turn."
She rolled her shoulders, preparing to bat next, bringing attention to the skin just above her collar. Her scar barely peeked out, and I wanted to run my fingers across it. I stepped away before she could notice where I was staring. Over the next hour, we chatted about unimportant things and settled into a rhythm as we set up more glass to break. There was an easy way about her that was as contagious as it was addictive. Most people peppered me with questions about hockey and my future playing in the NHL. She let me talk about it at the pace I wanted. She talked about her plans and how she couldn't wait to get her career started, and how she thought her mom would be proud. I sat beside her on the old couch. "Of course she'd be proud, Sid. You're doing amazing." There was a soft pink hue to her cheeks that she tried to hide from me, but I was paying attention. She reached into her bag, and my gaze caught on the bare skin where her shirt escaped her skirt's waistband. Fuck. I wanted to run my thumb along that strip, but my thoughts were cut off. "It's not much, but something to take the edge off." Sid handed me a protein bar, oblivious to my thoughts. Her words took on a different meaning in my head. The pressure was gone, but there was something else growing here. She didn't ask what was up with me, but there was a question in her eyes. I rolled my shoulders and tried to explain the thing that was eating me alive. "Do you remember 6 years ago when a high school kid died street racing?"
"Yes, it was all over the news."
Her voice was soft, barely a whisper.
"He was my best friend, Marcus."
I took a deep breath, calming the ache that built in my chest. "Not only did we play together, but he was the reason I got into hockey." She didn't push me, just waited for me to continue. "After he..." I closed my eyes. "Breathe." "After he died, I decided I would do whatever it took to fulfill his dreams of making it to the pros. Since I was on the second line and practiced a lot with Marcus, I naturally took over for him. Sometimes it feels like I'm living his life for him, and I'll never amount to who he would have become." You should have seen him. The way he could skate scared the shit out of guys in college. I rubbed my trembling hands over my face and raked them through my hair. "I've been struggling with my game lately. I've got to figure it out before people start to notice." Her soft hand slid over my jaw and tipped my gaze to meet hers. "It's beautiful that you're honoring your friend. But Jax, you're your own person. Don't get so caught up in living his dream that you forget your own." Her eyes were bright with unshed tears, but there was no pity there. Only understanding. Sydney pulled her legs onto the sofa, and her shoulder leaned further into mine. She was right. This was exactly what I needed. But I couldn't help worrying about why she needed this place to begin with.
10. Sydney. There was a big A on my computer screen. "I won the bet, Sid. Pay up." Jax's voice was low near my ear, and I had to fight back a shiver. I slid a small piece of paper toward him and caught my breath when my finger ghosted across his. My pulse thrummed when he pulled away, opening and closing his fist. His voice was barely above a whisper. That's rule number three. How long do you think your other rules will last? I rolled my eyes, not bothering to respond to that. He looked at the paper and smirked. I jotted down my number in purple ink and the words, "Don't abuse it," on the note. His breath fanned out against my neck once more before he finally took a deep breath and leaned back in his chair. He gave the thumbs-up gesture, shocking a laugh out of me and effectively breaking the tension. I stage whispered, I wish I'd have gotten that on camera. Could have gone viral on Instagram. That earned me a full belly laugh, the sound that had my heart stuttering.
Miss King, what are your thoughts on positive intermittent reinforcement?
Dr. Carter's voice broke me from my daydream. Jax's head snapped up, seeing me flounder, mouth opening and closing like a guppy out of the water.
She was just explaining growth hacking and how intermittent reinforcement hacks people's psychology, just like gambling.
As soon as the professor's attention turned away, I slumped in my seat, my heart still trying to beat out of my chest. I looked over at Jax and mouthed, thank you. His hand slid up the back of my neck and squeezed. A haul of my attention instantly concentrated on the single point of contact. He wrote on his notepad before sliding it toward me.
We're a team now, Sid. I won't leave you hanging.
He brought his face closer, gaze boring into mine before writing something more.
Right?
I grabbed the notepad, jotting down my quick reply. Right. Jax shifted beside me, finding a comfortable spot for himself, but he didn't remove his hand from my neck. I relaxed into his touch, and his gravitational pull drew me toward him. His other hand moved rapidly over the paper.
Thank fuck we studied. Looks like half the class is depressed.
Students' heads were down, with a dejected look about them. There was a girl in the corner with tears rolling down her cheeks, but her eyes didn't move from the professor, furiously typing as he spoke. We all knew missing a single beat could cost us. I took the notepad.
Yeah, lucky for you, I helped you out.
He choked off a laugh before replying.
That's not how I remember it.
Not my fault. You have a terrible memory. Jax's hand slid down my neck, fingers brushing my collarbone, and he exhaled a quick breath. Was he as affected as I was? My heart beat for an entirely different reason. There was undeniable chemistry, but also something more. Everything was just so comfortable with him. Who was I kidding? He was ridiculously attractive. It should be a crime to be both that smart and attractive. Women didn't stand a chance. I turned to my bag and pretended to look for something to put distance between us. He hesitated, like he wanted to argue, but he removed his hand. I needed to rein it in. I knew firsthand what it felt like to come in second, to be left behind by someone you love, and it wasn't something I ever planned on doing again. Class winded down, and I put my things away. Trying to fit everything in my bag proved to be a game of Tetris. The zipper got caught, and it split open, spilling pens on the floor.
I got it,
Jax lowered, helping me pick them up. He reached for the same pencil as me and inhaled sharply. He stared at me, his mouth slightly open, and his breaths came out hard. I took a moment to realize my blouse was hanging low, and there was absolutely zero chance he didn't see right down my shirt. He handed me my pencil, and then a wicked look took over his face, and the slow grin that curved one side of his mouth. He shrugged, as if to say, what did you expect? Great. He looked away from me, giving me privacy to fix myself. He tapped his hands on his legs, saving me by changing the topic.
I told you I could get you that A. Uh-huh. Looking at him sideways, I headed for the door. Thanks for your help. What do you say we make it a more permanent situation? He followed me into the hall, but wasn't making eye contact. Was the Jackson Ryder nervous? I should put him out of his misery, but where was the fun in that? I brushed my arm against his, ignoring the spark of energy from the simple touch. You think? I was thinking one of the group studies might be worth a try. His head snapped to me so fast, it was clear that for all his being awkward, he fully expected me to say yes. For a second, I wanted to keep going to see how far I could push him, but I gave him a big smile. You still good with Thursdays? The first emotion that flashed across his face was relief, but it was quickly followed by him looking like he wanted to throttle me. What the hell, Sid? You are so much fucking trouble. I couldn't help but let out a full-hearted laugh at his serious face. His eyes narrowed, and I felt pinned by his stare. So caught up in him, I was nearly plowed over by another student. Jax gripped my hip, tugging me out of the way just in time, and growled, "Hey, fucker, watch it." The guy looked at him with wide eyes before scurrying off. Jax's chest rose and fell rapidly, breathing as hard as I was. I sucked in my lower lip, and his eyes tracked the movement. A tortured rasp slipped from his lips. We stared at each other, and I grinned when a smile broke across his face, and he winked at me. I closed my eyes, trying to catch my breath and take in the lightness of this moment. Jax cleared his throat, bringing my gaze to him. Yeah, Thursdays work for me. I took a second to remember what he was talking about. Cool, I'll meet you at the library. Jax looked away as he cut me off. Or, if you're comfortable with it, would it be okay if you just come over to my place? That way, I could grab some food and not have to rush so much. Did I want to go to his place? Maybe a little too much. What's in it for me? His eyebrows rose in surprise, then eyes quickly narrowed. Well, you'll have amazing company. Grinning at his expression, I countered, I'd have that at the library. A cocky smile slid over his mouth. So, you admit it's amazing? What's amazing? My company. Is Jackson Ryder searching for compliments? Oh yes, you are the most amazing, the amazingest. No one knows just how amazing you are. Jax threw a crumpled piece of paper at me, and I laughed so hard a snort escaped, which made me laugh harder. Laughing suits you. He stared at me, and a broad smile crossed his face. His voice turned playful and drew all of my attention. What if I bring home a chocolate milkshake? I held my hand out. I meant to shake on it, but I was so distracted that I gently ran my fingers along his, and a ripple of sensation went through me. Taking a deep breath, I closed my fingers around his, locking our hands. Deal, but only if you make it strawberry flavored instead.
11. Jax. I opened the playbook and adjusted myself on my bed, determined to get them memorized tonight. These past few weeks have flown by, and I couldn't afford to fall behind in my game. The couple of PR events Rocky set up had bombarded me with new press, which I knew was the point, but I was tired of seeing my face everywhere. I had this constant inkling that I should talk to Sid about it, but there was a distinct part of me that wanted to keep her out of it. I spent the next hour immersed in studying, but I couldn't stop picturing the feisty brunette currently running circles in my brain. Just being near her calmed the restless part of me, the part that thought I would never be enough. She was addictive, and it was more than just the challenge of her ridiculous rules. Now all I wanted to do was figure her out.
Her pouty lips and her smart-ass mouth had been the star of an embarrassing number of my fantasies. She had drive, tenacity, a stubbornness that nothing and no one could get in her way. And she reminded me of Marcus. I bet she saw her dreams as a win and not an if, just like he did. Of course, with all the girls chasing me, she had to be the one pushing me away. Oh, she was attracted, sure, but she put as much space between us as possible. Last week, I thought she was going to fall out of her chair because she leaned so far away. I should have been insulted, but for all of her attempts to look unaffected, her eyes still drifted back to mine. Sid showed me she wanted me, whether she knew it or not. When she concentrated on her notes, her body slowly listed my way, as if she was being drawn into the same current I was. Then there was the way her cheeks flushed pink when I brushed against her. I caught myself paying more attention to her than the class. She did this thing where she pulled her hair up with a deep red elastic, revealing the smooth column of her neck, or pushed it all behind her shoulders, filling the space with her citrus scent. Then there was the way her teeth gnawed her bottom lip as she fought for every second of concentration. And when she laughed, fucking bottle that shit up and sell it to all the lonely men out there, because it felt like coming home. Unable to resist, I reached for my phone and sent her a quick text. Me, you're wrecking my concentration. Staring at my phone, I watched as the little bubbles danced at the bottom. Trouble. I'm ruining your concentration? You texted me. Me. There's that sass I love. I paused, not knowing what to say, but I didn't want to stop talking to her. Me. I'm tired of running through plays and now I'm bored. Trouble. Sounds like a you problem. Me. Come on, don't be like that. Trouble. Fine. Read something. Me. Like a book? Trouble. Yes, genius. A book. Me. Yeah, okay. Not my smartest answer. Me. What kind of book? Trouble.
IDK, anything you like. You have read books, haven't you?
Me. Yes, Sid, I've read books. Trouble.
All right. What did you like?
Fuck. What did I like? I didn't know. I liked Game of Thrones, but I lost interest after the third book. Dune was an experience, not one I was down for diving back into. When the hell was the last time I read anything good? Me. What do you like? It took so long for her to answer, I thought she'd left me hanging. Trouble.
You're not going to like what I like.
Me. What? Why?
Trouble. Because guys don't read the type of books I read.
Me. Well, now you have to tell me. Trouble.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Me. Why the fuck not? Trouble.
Because... no.
My mouth twisted in a grin. Now I needed to know exactly what book she liked. Me.
What are you afraid of?
No reply. Me.
Are you reading dirty books, Sydney?
Bubbles appeared and disappeared as she typed. When they stopped and nothing else popped up, I sent her another message. I sounded desperate, but fuck it. I wanted to know. Something about getting my hands on a book so filthy she was embarrassed to tell me about it had my entire body vibrating. Me.
Tell me a book to read, and I'll tell you how much I like it.
I dropped my arm and ignored the pounding in my chest. Fuck. Did I push her too far? Did she think I was some kind of perv? I typed out, just kidding, but her message appeared before I hit send. Trouble.
Sin and sinners, but we are not talking about it.
Me.
Sure we aren't.
Trouble.
Goodbye, Jax.
I paused in front of the mirror.
A huge, ear-splitting grin covered my face. Something about her pulled all of my strings. There was nothing I enjoyed more than getting under her skin. I hit dial, pacing the room, and slid my left hand into the pocket of my jeans. It kept ringing. What the fuck? The fucking balls on her. The click of the connection on the other side cut off my thoughts.
You know I can revoke your phone privileges for calling me, right? No one calls anyone anymore. Strictly impersonal texts. Maybe some memes. You cross an invisible line with this whole calling thing. Like when you were a kid and you didn't show up to someone's house at supper time. It's just not done.
Sid's voice was light, with hints of laughter behind it. Her feistiness had my mouth tipping at the corner. Were you really going to ghost me on this call? I tried to sound serious, but I couldn't help the small laugh.
I wouldn't call it ghosting, but sure, yeah. I was thinking about not answering, she said playfully.
Ouch. That hurts.
Don't worry. A little humility will be good for your big ego.
Sure it will.
What do you need, Jax?
There was a rustling in the background, and I could barely make out the squeak of her bed when she sat on it. Suppressing a groan, I took a long breath in. The image of Sid lying on her bed had blood flooding to my dick. Get it together, man.
Okay. I'm going to be upfront with you.
I don't normally call anyone. I wasn't kidding when I said you're stuck in my head. And I need to concentrate. So I just wanted to talk to you. You know, to see if that helps. There was such a long, awkward pause, I thought she might have hung up. Her breath was soft through the speaker, and I sat back on my bed. She hadn't hung up, so I would wait her out.
What's your favorite food?
She asked.
I did a silent fist pump victory dance.
My hometown pizza, hands down, the best. You can't convince me otherwise.
I bet there's a bunch of people in Italy, Boston, and New York that would disagree with you.
They'd be wrong. They don't know what they're missing.
My cheeks hurt from smiling, but it was just her. It was what she did to me.
For me, it's warmed up chocolate croissants. She moaned a little, and I tensed as a shiver ran through me. This girl was going to be the death of me.
What's your favorite movie?
I asked, adjusting until I was lying flat on my bed.
I'm not sure I have a favorite movie, but I'm dying to see Hamilton.
I noted that fun fact and filed it away to look up later.
If you weren't the next sports star, what would you be?
She was getting into this. Easy. Homeless. That startled a laugh out of her, which had me chuckling.
The more we talked, the more relaxed I got.
Here's one.
Would you rather fight one horse-sized duck or 100 duck-sized horses?
What? Her surprised laughter rang through the phone.
I don't want to fight either.
Not an option. Come on, Trouble. Answer the question.
Trouble, huh?
She paused for a second, but continued.
If I have to choose, I'd pick the giant duck. At least it would be faster than thousands of tiny bites from tiny horses.
Oh, morbid. Didn't expect that. I found myself sprawled out on my bed, listening to her talk about her plans after school. She was strong and determined, and it was sexy as hell. Sid was unbelievably easy to talk to. It was like slipping into a dance we'd done so many times, our bodies had it memorized. Her voice was soft, and I tried to talk as little as possible to not distract her, giving just enough so she knew I wasn't bored. I didn't notice the time until she yawned. She was barely awake on the other end. It had been a good 5 minutes since either of us had spoken. Realizing she might have actually been asleep, I whispered,
Sydney, it was past 2 a.m.
Her voice was sleepy, but clear.
I'll see you tomorrow, all right? Are you trying to be my friend, Jax?
I couldn't stop my grin. No, not really.
12. Sydney. Sorry I'm late. I panted, hurrying to the empty spot beside Mia, and dropped my books on the long table with a loud thump. The cafeteria was packed at this time of day, everyone buzzing in and out between classes. The room was painted a stale gray, with row upon row of tables. At least the left wall was lined with windows, letting in the morning sun. There was an almost food truck-like kitchen where they served a bare minimum menu. At least what they did serve was delicious. I tried to take my jacket off, but my arm got stuck, leaving me hopping around to release it from my sleeve. What's gotten into you? Mia snorted, making me pause in my struggle. My class is clear across campus. I practically had to run to get here. You know how I feel about running. I escaped from the torture device that was my coat and huffed, trying to catch my breath. Mia piled her blonde hair high on top of her head, and her green eyes were bright with laughter. Good thing I grabbed you breakfast, huh? She pointed to a heaping plate of pancakes and an extra large cup of coffee. I was starved after my morning class, and there was barely time before my next one. A sigh escaped my lips as I squeezed into the seat to her left. You know I love you, right? My voice was muffled as I shoveled the pancakes into my mouth. I don't know what I'd do without you. Probably starve, she responded and pulled a water bottle from her bag, sliding it my way. I took a bite of a deliciously syrupy pancake and moaned in approval. A massive guy sat down directly across from me. He was built like a brick wall, with thick, corded muscles, and his teal-colored t-shirt popped nicely against his deep brown skin. I snapped my mouth closed, and he gave me a devilish smirk. Don't stop on my account. Nothing wrong with a little bit of vocal enjoyment. I rolled my eyes. Dear Lord, who is this guy? Another guy sat to the right of him, directly across from Mia. He was equally large and equally gorgeous. His hair was jet black and styled in a deep undercut, like he was some extra from Peaky Blinders. He was all sharp lines and had an edge to him I couldn't pinpoint. There was a full plate in front of him, but he was too busy staring at Mia to notice. When he saw me watching, he looked away. Please, you're totally busted. You're Sydney King, right? He asked, taking a monster bite of his breakfast sandwich and licking the sauce from the corner of his mouth. The sound of Mia's quick intake of breath had me glancing in time to see her blush before she turned away. Yeah? Mia elbowed me in the ribs, and I sent a silent, I have no idea who they are, look her way. What the hell was happening? I'm sorry, who are you? Both guys look at me, confused, then two matching mischievous grins cross their faces. We're friends of Jack's. The guy across from me started introducing himself. I'm Lucas. Hey, nice to meet you, I said, still having no clue what was going on. It was clear these were Jax's teammates, but I still wasn't sure why they were here. Lucas continued his spiel, pointing at the guy across from Mia. Now, this guy looked like he was up to no good. This here is River. He hates to talk. Good luck in two words out of him. Two words, River said, voice deep, mouth tipping up at the corner, causing a grin of my own. Okay. Mia's voice stretched out the word, and she looked at him with curious eyes. So, what exactly is happening here? Lucas turned toward me. We wanted to meet the infamous hallway girl. I blinked. What? What did he call me? I looked between them for some kind of clue, but it was Mia who answered. He's talking about Twitter. I'll show you later. She smirked, then checked something on her phone. River's gaze caught on her smile. He looked like he wanted to devour her, and a shiver ran down my spine. God, to be looked at like that. $10, Mia got him in the sack. He falls madly in love with her, and she drops him within a month. If anyone understood my need to keep things light, it was her. The guys were looking at me expectantly. This is Mia, my roommate. She's pre-med. Lucas and River asked her questions about her major, genuinely interested in her becoming a doctor. She lit up when she talked about her future. Damn straight. It should impress them. River's head ducked with a near-invisible smile. He caught me looking and shrugged. Mia choked on her drink when a familiar face sat across from us. We hadn't seen Alex since that night at the club, and from the way Mia explained it, they'd had a damn good time. She didn't get embarrassed, just gave him a smile.
Hey, Alex. Didn't know you went here.
He lifted a brow at her. That's because you ghosted me. She scrunched up her nose.
Sorry about that. Busy and all.
I caught the look in Mia's eyes as she stared across the table at Alex. It was a mix of annoyance with a healthy dose of desire. He was staring back, and I sure hoped he knew what he was doing because she would eat him alive. Turning, I caught River watching them, a muscle ticking in his jaw. Shit. I made a mental reminder to talk to her about it. These guys no doubt meant the world to each other. It wasn't worth getting between them, especially with such a short time before we graduated. My phone vibrated, signaling a new notification. An account I didn't recognize had tagged me in several Instagram posts. Everything went quiet, and I froze in place. Students rushed by in a blur as my vision tunneled in on the screen. My hand tightened on my phone, enough that my knuckles turned white as I flipped through the images. They were all pics of Jax. He was smiling at the stunning Selena Petrone. She was an up-and-coming tennis star, making a name for herself at the college level. She looked back at him with what could only be described as sultry eyes and bit the corner of her lip. They stood close enough that both of her arms were resting on his chest, and they looked like the perfect couple. My stomach clenched, and a feeling of nausea rolled over me as I stared at them. I rubbed my hands over my face and berated myself for being ridiculous. We were nothing to each other. Study partners. That was it. Then why was a rock forming in my stomach? And the more I clicked through the pictures, the bigger it grew. It felt dangerously close to jealousy. Jesus, Sydney, you look like a ghost, Lucas said, surprised. Alex hit him. What the hell, man? Do you have no filter at all? I just flipped him off, too distracted by my screen to care. Lucas shouted. Hey, Ryder, we're over here. I turned in time to see Jax walking toward us. His hair was in the same must state as the other day, and he was dressed casually in a plain black long-sleeve shirt that hugged his chest. His sleeves were bunched up, showing off his thick forearms. He pulled up a seat next to me and flushed around his neck when our arms touched. I was quick to recoil, not sure I could handle casual touches right then. Alex piped in, eyes roaming over Jax. You're late. Yeah, I got caught setting up an event. I couldn't help my snort, and Jax looked at me, brows raised. What's up with you? I struggled to make my face go blank. What's up with me? Nothing I'm going to admit out loud. My pancakes tasted like ash on my tongue, and I dropped my fork to my plate. Giving up on my meal altogether, I stood, grabbing my stuff. Mia's brows furrowed, but I waved her off before heading down the hall, too fast to look natural. I was filled with an overwhelming need to get away from Jax, like he was hurting me even while my rational brain knew that was impossible. Quick footsteps came from behind, and a strong hand clamped over my arm. Hold up. Jax panted, trying to catch his breath. I stopped and crossed my hands in front of my chest, feeling the sudden need to hide myself. He let go of my arm, sliding his hands into his front pockets, and rocked back on his heels. What's gotten into you? Nothing. I'm fine. It's fine. I'm fine. Everything is fine. His brows pinched in concern, and he took a step closer. No, you're not. Tell me what's wrong. I straightened my shoulders and took a step back, putting some much-needed space between us. Like I said, I'm good. But I couldn't help the edge of my voice when I said, How was your event this morning? He lowered his head, and a smile formed on his lips. Are you jealous? You wish. His smile broadened, and rage seeped under my skin, causing it to flush. What the hell was he smirking at? His grin only grew at my expression. Well, even though you aren't jealous, his tone said he didn't believe me for a second, you should know our agent's been setting me up on PR dates with Selena Petrone. It's an act to get more publicity, that's all. My stomach flipped, some of the tension unraveling. Why could you possibly need publicity? You're already drafted to Boston. He shrugged. Teams like to see that onboarding players are steady. No one wants someone on their team who's going to fuck around. I swallowed down a bad taste. So, she makes you steady. He stepped in close to me, forcing my gaze up. None of it's real trouble. It could all be gone in a second if... If what? The question escaped before I could stop it. Jax lowered his mouth until his breath fanned over mine. His fingers cupped my jaw, and he coaxed. If someone real wanted to take her place. The world spun around me, all my concentration on the barely there space between us. I searched his clear gray eyes before my gaze dropped to his full lips and shivered when he rushed between my thighs. All it would take was lifting onto my toes, and I could taste him. My breath hitched. I can't. He nodded. Right. Your rules. Right. For the first time, I hated my rules.
13. Jax. Music pounded in the club, and Alex hung off my shoulder, drunk off his ass. His speech slurred when he said, Fucking great game tonight. That goal was epic. Thanks, man. I guided him to a stool and propped his back against the wall in hopes he didn't tip over. We'd just finished our third away game in an undefeated series. My heart was still pounding from my tie-breaking goal. The entire team was at the bar, and puck bunnies lined up everywhere, hoping to take a player home. I just wanted to get the fuck out of here. If it wasn't for the guys insisting, I'd be in my hotel, bugging the shit out of Sid right now. A girl stepped into my side at the same moment my phone rang. I picked up the second I saw trouble written across the screen. Hey! I shouted over the music, but couldn't hear her reply. Sorry, it's hard to hear in here. I said great goal tonight! Her voice was strained. She must be practically yelling. My thumb rubbed over my bottom lip. So, you watched then? I thought I heard her laugh, but it was hard to tell. I was already walking toward the exit to hear her better when the girl beside me squeezed my arm. Hey, do you want to come to my place? She was raised on her toes, so close she practically spoke directly into the phone. I pulled it away from her and told her to back off. The last thing I wanted was some random hookup. I didn't stop walking until I was in the night air behind the club. Hey, Trouble, can you hear me now? Yeah, I can hear you. I was just calling to say good game tonight. Enjoy your win. You deserve it. Her voice was strained, and a radar flashed in my mind that something was wrong. But she'd already hung up before I could say anything.
Hey, buddy! Where the fuck did you go?
Lucas held open the back door, looking at me expectantly. I shot off a quick goodnight text to Sid before answering.
Had to take a call.
Lucas gave me a knowing grin.
Sydney.
Fuck off, man.
Hell no. I'm enjoying every second of this.
I headed inside, but couldn't shake the feeling that something had changed. I headed back to the hotel before the guys and sent Sydney another text, but she didn't answer. She was probably just asleep. I told myself that again before I passed out. I hadn't seen Sid since she saw the posts about Selena. Fuck, it might have made me a bad person, but I loved seeing the jealousy written all over her. It took everything in me not to kiss her and break her fucking rules right there in the hallway. Anthony's black Volkswagen Golf that Sid had been borrowing pulled into our driveway, but she didn't get out right away. My fingers tapped against the windowsill. What's she waiting for?
Talking to yourself, man?
Lucas asked from across the room.
Fuck off.
When it became painfully clear she was debating ditching me, I jogged to her car and tugged her door open. Hi. She lifted herself out, looking anywhere but at me. You're late. My voice was rough as I took her in. I stepped closer until my toes brushed hers and waited until she met my gaze. Her eyes danced between mine and my mouth. I bit down on my lower lip and watched her throat bob with her swallow. God, this girl was hard to resist.
Yeah, I took a wrong turn and ended up going in circles, but here I am.
Her voice was high, but she stood straight and walked forward, forcing me back. I plucked the bag from her shoulder, noting her tight jeans that showed off her strong, lean legs, and a knitted sweater hugging her curves. Clearing my throat, I led her into our house.
Hey, Sydney,
Alex said as he walked in from the other room. His voice was playful.
I hear you're here to tutor our boy.
She laughed as her eyes met mine.
You've got it backward.
Fuck, I would have gotten a tutor if she'd been half as hot as you. I smacked Alex on the back of his head.
You can fuck right off.
Careful. Your jealousy's showing. Alex shot me a knowing smirk. Lucas came up to us.
My girlfriend, Piper, told me you were in the same class together a few years back.
He slid his hands into his pockets, continuing.
She said you helped her out with some notes, but she wasn't sure you'd remember her.
I sucked in a breath as a full-blown smile took over Sid's face.
Are you kidding me? She's the sweetest. Tell her hi for me.
The way she said it, with such genuine enthusiasm, had us all nodding.
Will do,
Lucas beamed. He was easy. Compliment his girl, and he was a pushover. I liked her being around my friends. Instead of giving her space, I took two steps into her until the side of her body touched my chest. I sucked in a breath when Sydney leaned against me, and her scent surrounded me. I was sure it would be years before I could smell an orange and not think of her. Wetting my lips, I slid my hand down her arm until my fingers threaded through hers. Her hand twitched, but she didn't pull away.
Good to see you, Sydney.
Rivers shouted and waved from the couch, barely taking his eyes off the game. Meanwhile, I couldn't move mine away from her.
You can't just squirrel her away in your room,
Lucas said, clapping his hand on my shoulder.
Watch me.
Bye, Sydney. You let me know if he gives you any problems. Alex winked. Her palm was delicate in mine as I led her up the stairs. My room was nothing.